Vegans take it up a notch. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A researcher in New Zealand has discovered that New Zealand vegans are taking veganism to the next level by becoming vegan sexuals. So in addition to eliminating meat from their diets, they're now also eliminating meat eaters from their little black books. This is actually not new. Vegan websites will point out that 62% of new vegetarians find their sex lives improved. But this latest study in New Zealand is the first to describe meat eaters as animal graveyards. Yes, it quotes one New Zealand vegan as follows. I would not want to be intimate with someone whose body is literally made up from the bodies of others who have died for their sustenance. When people eat a meaty diet, they are kind of a graveyard for animals, unquote. I would have preferred recycling center myself, but apparently that's the way these people feel. By the way, to Google the term vegan sex, as I was compelled to do for this piece, propels you into a bizarre parallel universe of websites such as veganerotica.com, whose product line includes bedroom gear made of handcrafted vegan leather, as well as vegan safe sex products. Because you can never be entirely sure whether a partner who claims to be vegan really is. And as we now know, when you have sex with someone, you are in fact having sex with every meal they've had up until then. Which in the case of carnivores means every pork chop, every chicken fried steak, every hot wing. Maybe the vegans have a point. Why take the chance when you can just pick up a piece of celery, start cruising juice bars, and with any luck, spend the night with a big salad? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.